begin the current time, Mesech the Sanhedrin of Ayin Dal, begin the base, begin the test master, begin the Gemara, a film of Shinoi Arkas of the Mesama, even just to change their shoelaces. Which, so to say, L'chor Mashma, similarly it sounds like, Dim Naleim, that their shoes of the Jews were Meshun Mishalakim, were different than that of the non-Jews. And if you change to the non-Jews, that would be a problem, that's called Mitzikal.
He was wearing black shoes. And he was saying that he was mourning Yerushalayim. That means to say, but that usually that they wouldn't wear those shoes. Those are the shoes that the non-Jews would wear.
Sounds like in that tiny stuff called Beis. But Alav Gabeya Hu Gaber, that person that Masai Masani Uchmi was wearing black shoes, meaning he appeared to be like a non-Jew. He wasn't wearing tzitzis.
And we see like, okay, black shoes is like a non-Jewish thing.
Okay, but says Taisa Bakash is difficult because the same pair come to Beya and Beya Daf Tezvah Menach Knad, the Mishnah teaches, Emishalcha Minna Lobim Yomtim. You're not allowed to send someone on Yomtim a pair of white shoes. They should talk Beitzes Hagil Ashchira because it still has to be processed to make it black. What do you mean? I thought black is what the non Jews wear. Mafash Beyim Tam explains that Dafka Ritzuris Haminna Hay Mishunas Vishalakim. You're right. Everyone wore black shoes. The only thing is that the shoe laces were different by Jews of non Jews. The Shalakim Shchairis, the non Jews had black. Shalis Trolavonis, and the Jews had white laces, Masana Uchmi, and the shoes were black. The Bechol Duchti, that in all places, Han Ritzur Shcheres, are black straps. But
everyone else, meaning the Jews, had white. But everyone, the shoes most definitely was black.
Next time, about the beginning of Esther Parhesi Habib. So wait a second. Esther was public knowledge. And she had relations with Ahasuerus, and why didn't she give her life up to be killed? For any aveir, we said if it's public knowledge. So it's a wonder because the Gemara should have asked Arayis Havu. Wait a second, it's a case of Gil Arayis. Forget about Perhesia, it's Arayis. Because regarding murder and that of betrothed maiden. Everyone agrees you're hard vayah, but that you have to let yourself get killed and not violent. That should have been the question on Esther. Making kashrut beish ksuba, so that question is difficult. The gemara ksuba is abgimel beis. The gemara says they get snuas. There are modest women. They must have shayah that they're going to give up their life. And a part of the gemara asks, what do you mean? Why would they give up their life? And therefore we have to make this whole takana and things. Religious luda in the shari. Why don't you just tell them that if a woman is violated, that's permitted? So it's my question. What do you mean? What is the question? Hashapa avdin the must have shayah. What do you mean? Of course. Every woman should give up her life. Shem gila rais because of illicit relationships. So you're supposed to allow yourself to get killed. So why is that like, as if the modest women don't know what you're supposed to? So Rebbeinu Tam answers, no, it's actually the inchayov and misa, they're not liable for death, for the relations of a non-Jew. And therefore, you don't have to be maisin nefesh, but that's not a difficulty in answer. Shem derechman afkar elazar, because the Torah made it ownerless, the seed of a non-Jew. Because I mean, perkness ownerless, like the Gemara says, "Yivam tavtzad chesed ralf." The chesed, like it says in the pasuk, "Zram susim zramtam." That like the stream of semen of a non-Jew is like that of horses, and it's not considered as anything significant. So actually, for this reason, Rabbein Tam wanted to permit a Jewish girl, Shemira, that she reneged on her Jewish, on her Judaism. And a non-Jew man had relations with her, and then he converted with her. She could remain married to him when they're both Jewish now. Because he cannot say that Allah, wait, when you had relations, whether you're not only forbidden to your husband, you're also forbidden to the man you had relations with. Oh no, because by a non-Jewish act of intimacy, David could be his behemoth. It's like that of an animal, like almost like a bee never happened. But the problem with this, she just being the time is Viksha a rubber beatschok but a Mordechai. The Rivam asks, he says, wait a second, it's not true. Relations with a non-Jewish man Nestor Labal, she does become forbidden to her husband. I mean Hassam, like the Gemara says, but they could prove this, that there are licentious women that they will do it. And that is then they do become forbidden to their husband. That if a woman was taken prisoner by the non-Jews al yidei nefashis for something relating to a person's life, asuv labala, she's forbidden to her husband, and that's because she's having relations with them. And the Gemara says that Esther says like it says in the pasuk, "Kasher avadati obadati." What does that mean? Kasher avadati, just like she was telling Mordechai, like I was lost on the base Abba that her parents died. Kachavad b'mchos tutam, lost from you, because now that I'm being intimate with Achashverosh, I can't be permitted to you anymore. So Amma obviously like a bebala regarding her husband, like in the case of Esther, like chashiva bias obed kachavim kabias behema. We don't consider the relations of Achashverosh like that of like an animal. And begam the kohuna themselves with biyase, and also the kohuna one becomes possible with the bia of a non-Jew of bishav bias behema in themselves, even though the relation with an animal does not disqualify dain's nos lebehema, because we don't consider quote unquote his nos for an animal, because min perikabal even like Moses says yibab stav nates bebeis the zardav kachavim with afkerech mandlein the chayis. So Rivam, just that we said that the seed of a non-Jew the Torah considers hefker, that's only regarding lineage of a bias of kachavim, but it's regarding the act of intimacy. Well, yafkerei, that's not considered as quote unquote hefker, and. And therefore, but given this, Labal, so as we just established, that a woman does become forbidden to her husband through the bia of a non-Jew, Esther Labal, then she becomes forbidden to that non-Jew also. So therefore, regarding the case of Rabbeinu Tam, that he wanted to permit the woman who strayed from Judaism and was with a non-Jewish man, no, as a married woman, she is forbidden to that man. And that's learned out in Menitma, that it says, Menitma twice, that we learn out in the Gemara Saita that just like you've been into the husband, you've been into the man you had relations with too. Says the guy that regarding a non-Jew, the husband could warn his wife about being secluded with the non-Jew, and he disqualifies from truma. As pshita, obviously, but nistra v'nitmam rachmana. Torah says if she's secluded, she becomes tamei. Echel abal v'echel truma. Whether it's for the husband, whether the truma. Rashi the Gemara answers, yeah, but madim. What would you say? Ki amar b'nistra v'nitma. When do we say when she's secluded, she becomes tamei? Hanemila. That's only hechad the b'ach bia asirli. That's with that this b is what makes her forbidden in the first place. Lafuki akum me to that man, excluding a non-Jew. The lavo chasurli, which anyway she's forbidden to non-Jew because he's not Jewish. K'mash v'lon. That's we have to tell you that. That okay, that will have the halacha, but Amma, obviously we see that. I feel like Abi Kachavim, that regarding a non-Jew, Shaykh v'nitma, the halacha v'nitma applies less labal to make a forbidden to the husband, and therefore void the labal. Something is for the non-Jew himself. Now, then the question goes, then why didn't the Gemara ask over here that wait a second, that should be the problem itself, that it was a case of Gila Rayas. So on that says the Kimle, because the Gemara already knew, even though that's part of the Gemara's answer, but the Gemara knew the Mahani time of the Karka Olam, they already knew that principle of that a woman is just a piece of earth, meaning that she's not moving, she's not doing the action. They knew that in regarding at least the idea the Lemechayev Lemsar Asma that she won't have to give up her life Meshama Rais because of that it's Gila Rais. The Mertzeich Afinam, because we learned this out from the Halacha of murder, and Mertzeich Gufe, a murder himself. When is he obligated to give up his life? Is that he shouldn't actively kill someone else? But when he's not doing action, like someone's throwing him on the baby and causing the baby to be squashed, so logic would tell us that he doesn't have to give up his life. The Masi Ami could say, other up to the contrary. Where do you see that my friend's blood, meaning like the blood of the baby, is more red than mine? I'm not doing anything. Maybe my blood is redder. Because Kim Lovin Maisa, since he's not doing an action. To do an action, yeah, that he's not allowed to do, because he's taking it into his own hands. Now, Vahodah Kamar, and this is we're saying the Afnar Mirasa, also by Nar Mirasa Targval Taver, that she should allow herself to be killed and not violate. Wait, based on what we said, Yehari Gersina actually should be, not that she should get allowed to be killed, because we explained with Esther that she does not have to give up her life because she does Karko Olam. The Gersina should be Yehari, because Baboil Koi is going on the man who's doing relations, because Abed Maisi is doing an action. Aval Naira Atzma, but the girl herself, she Karko Olam, which she's just a piece of earth. And Chayev, Aslimus Atzma, you're right, she does not have to give up her life. And be Yigars to Hargin, if the Gersina is in the feminine, Yeshlofar, you have to explain that the Harg Hanaira, that this that we say the girl has to give up her life is Kodim Shatasa Maisa before she does an action, which should Tabi Lasa Erva, that she's bringing that Erva on her, she's doing an action. Now, Avalin Chil Hashem, regarding desecrating God's name, which is what the Gemara is discussing, Mishem Pahesya, because it's public, Loisa Gedaitach, the Mahani time of the Karka Elim, that the Gemara did not assume in this question, although it gives that answer, that Karka Elim would be effective. And Mechidam Eshlofar, so you have to explain by Hidresh Perek Abal Yibimta, in the Gemara Yibamata, Nun Gimel Beis, Tamar Rava says, Ein Oinus La Erva. We don't have an excuse of einus for gila rais. Why? Shein kisha el das, because it's not forced, because this erection that the man has is with his willingness. If they tell him, look, we're going to kill you, or you have to let us bring a forbidden relationship on you intimately, then he knows maybe that they're going to bring Eif Shalosh Shleis Kasha, that he's not going to be able to not have an erection. We cannot say to let Oven Maisa that he didn't do an action, because Shakisha Chazam Maisa, the erection is considered an action. Now you're right, if the man already had an erection, and then the non-Jews bring him on a forbidden, let's say, woman, that's considered beyond his control. He does not have to give up his life, similar to what a feminine, what a girl is in Karka Oil. Now, the parach perak mitzvah chalitza, this is Gemara asked by the end of Kuf Gimel Medav, the figure from Tanakh, that, wait a second, she had relations with the running away general. What do you mean? How she praised, but she had benefit. Like ultimately, she enjoys it's that the act of intimacy is a pleasurable experience. But Shanti Moran said, "Nah, the favor, so to speak, of the wicked is considered bad. They're not enjoying it by the righteous, because when the snake came out to Chava, Hitl Bazuma, he inserted her in filth, and that's the same thing what Yael felt from this guy. Now, loy boy lemeimar." It's not trying to say the Baha'i Taima that for this reason, that because if not, she should have given up her life. Because even though she's just laying there, like, oh, because maybe the pleasure is considered like an action. Like the Gemara says, that those who do will get chorus. That, well, I mean, the woman's not doing anything, but it's considered like she's doing because of the pleasure. No, that's the case, but she might not have a look shuriga, but Esther. Then our shuriga, but Esther should have asked the question also, even though she's karka but she's having an Void more of a says, the nirin hadvarim, it appears, shlohisa anusa, that actually Al was not forced. Because shari bayrechaya, actually, he was running away. But la habitashra ansa, and he wasn't able to violate her. To the contrary, he actually wanted her to hide him from the pursuits. Like it's obvious from the context of the story. He shalt out the bedvarim, and she convinced him with words that shabala until he had relations with her. She did it to weaken his power that she was able to kill him. Vasim Baruch, what's the Gemara's question over there? That's almasha akasa meshabcha. That this to the pasuk praise of Minoshim Ba'il Tavarech, that she's more praiseworthy than the woman from the tent. Meaning, sorry if Karach Valei like the Mois, the meaning perik Misha Amar, Vani Benazir, on Daf Chav Gimon Beis, Gidol Avei Lishma, it's a Shleshma, that her sin, which was with this forbidden relationship, which was for God's sake, is better than the Mitzvah Shleshma, because the Mois, Shoy Miskavnis La, Lihibonis Min Balein, their intention was actually not ideal. They wanted to have children from their husbands. So the chashla shalishma, and they were considered not primarily by God's name. Shem the nen and min hamitzah, they actually had pleasure in the mitzah. Lav lishma kokach, and it wasn't so much for God's name. Shemochi parch. That's what the Gemara asked. The yal namishania, but she's also not so much lishma. She also had a pleasure, and that was the Gemara's question. Now, Hashem Nichash Shakos Meshabcha. Now, makes sense that the pasuk is praising her because the Moisa knew that she was actually raped. Then, B'mahakos Meshabcha. What's the pasuk praising? She didn't do anything. It was against her will. But rather, she did it. In time, it says if you're going to say Krishna Sratzis Esther Lachashverish, when Esther acquiesced to Achashverish's request, she murmured that she said Kasher about the avadati that oh, if I'm going to be lost, I'm going to be lost. Like now, she's forbidden to Mordechai because she's a married woman, have relations with this non-Jewish man. What do you mean? Why didn't Mordechai first divorce her? That then she'll be able to go back to him after being with Achashverish. To take back a divorcee. That she had his nus without getting married to someone else, that's not forbidden to take back that divorce. It did not beperk beis the site, like Mishnah teaches in Saita, daf shetchesem beis. Hakol moed, everyone agrees she emas neima that he doesn't stipulate with her when he's doing through a gilgul shvua for the case of Saita. Loyal koyin shetisar is not what was before she got engaged, but loyal acher shetisgarish, and not after that she got divorced. Shetistari la acher betitami that like oh maybe you were secluded with another man, you got the file because shetistari betitami. Because if she did seclude and was defiled, and then he takes her back, that's not a problem. Zakal, that's the rule. Anything that she would have relations, it would not be forbidden to him. Lohoyim asne, he did not stipulate with her. So why did Mordechai just divorce her? Sometimes we can say it's very simply the right to legarshi. He didn't want to divorce her. Yori, he was afraid. Pinyabod lemelch. You know, when the get goes out, people hear about it. Kings need to hear that she was married to Mordechai, which was the whole point that he shouldn't know that, and that's why he didn't divorce her. Next says Mata begins the Gemara. Katolas Basta v'shod lechivasa b'chulu. Depends what the non-Jew is telling the Jew to Muchal Shabbos. If he wants it for his animals, then he does not have to give of his life. But if he's doing it abi that the Jew should be Muchal Shabbos, then he should. Now, tells you one that who of the shilu yibamis that story in yibamis of kafchaval from base. Domalei akim liyisrael. The non-Jew said to the Jew, "Cut less pasta. Cut down this aspasta type of vegetation. If not, ketinolach. I'm going to kill you. Kiti ketinol leplani bar yisrael. Like I killed that Jewish man. Domalei that I told him bashli kedei b'shabbat. I told him to cook for me on Shabbos. V'loy bashli did not cook v'kitalti and I killed him. So the Gemara is discussing, right? Do you believe him that he killed a Jew or not? But the question is that. Well, it seems like that Jew was Moshe Nefesh, but the guy just wanted food, so why was he Moshe Nefesh? Says Tosis Shem Alohai Bakib Alocha, maybe that Jew, that first Jew, was not well versed in Alocha. To Minadin, that's actually from Alocha, Lohayla Lim Sa'asma. He actually should not have given up his life, but Makamanos Asma Shalakam, when it's just for the personal pleasure of the non Jew. He just didn't know that. Next Tosmata begins Gemara Ben Noich Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. A non Jew is commanded on, that's the question on sanctify God's name. Says Tosis Mitzvah, you say, wait a second. The pasuk of that you should live with the mitzvahs and not die with them. Yisrael ksib. So regarding a Jew, and by fully Yisrael, even a Jew who yimchuv limsur atzmai would have to give up his life. Afilu b'tzina, even in private, iloy d'ksib b'chaybem. If it doesn't say you know should live with them, so why would we even think that a ben eich would not have to give up his life for kiddush Hashem if you don't have the heter b'chaybem? So such for something you could say is the dilma lo itzuk b'chaybem. No, maybe you don't need the heter of chaybem. That's only so that you should not learn that other mitzvahs from the case of murder and amirasa that fill a bit sinna, where there even discreetly when you have to be executed and not violate. So it's just saying that no, B'chai B'am is telling us not to learn out from there, but that's specifically because you would have thought to learn out. But the truth is that in general, a person does not have to give up his life possibly. And that's what the Gemara was entertaining for Ben Noach, that is not Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem.